Hello, and welcome to the Java Batch Podcast, where we discuss JSR 352, the Java Batch specification, and eventually its implementation in WebSphere Liberty. Kubernetes jobs, one pod, one job. There are two values that control concurrency and completion for a job. These are spec.completions and spec.parallelism. For our discussion this week, we're going to let them both default to 1. That means you're going to get one pod started to run the command you specified. If it finishes successfully, then you're done. If it doesn't, then, depending on the restart settings we talked about last week, it might get restarted until it works. This model is a very traditional way of looking at things, and so it makes sense to default to this. In the following weeks, we'll look at some interesting variations where we change these two configuration values. So, this means that whatever command you issue, it has to start up something that's going to do the entire work for the job, even if it consists of multiple steps, whether those are JSR 352 steps or just different things the script you run will do. Success or failure is based entirely on the return value, which has to cover the whole thing. This is just like the exit status from a JSR 352 Jakarta batch job. However, if you're going to say the job failed, it might get restarted. Of course, restarting a JSR 352 job includes remembering how steps that have run completed and checkpoint data if a chunk step was in flight when it failed. If you've just got a script doing a bunch of stuff, you're going to have to leave yourself some notes about what worked and what you want to retry. Or you can just fail and leave it to somebody or some automation to figure out. Maybe some higher-up thing runs some different job if this one fails to try and clean things up. I'm pretty traditional, so I'm usually in favor of large multi-step jobs that do a bunch of things, implementing an entire process, perhaps. But done this way, where the application's responsible for so much of error handling, it seems like maybe it would be better to break it up a little and let something external handle some of the things that seem more infrastructure than application. Or just spin up a Liberty server and let it do it, but you need to be sure things like checkpoint data and the job repository survive the failure and restart of the pod running the server that's running the job.